This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're used to procrastinating with a couple of good YouTube videos, you might have noticed something going on, a shift in the kinds of videos that are getting a lot of play. Cats banging away at the piano, apparently, are no longer the juggernaut of online entertainment. Nowadays, a whole lot of people are watching videos about dark matter or the periodic table. The top science channels on YouTube can make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, meaning that the people running those channels could actually quit their day jobs. Shruthi Penamaneni has the story.
For the past 7 years, Joe Hansen has been tied to the lab bench, inching towards his PhD in biology. But he was one of those guys who just couldn't keep his geeky enthusiasms to himself.
I was always that guy at parties who wanted to tell you about this cool article he read. And instead of having people walk away, I decided I would start putting this online.
After a couple of years writing a popular science blog, Hansen got a call last November from PBS Digital Studios. They asked if he wanted to host his own science show on YouTube.
I didn't see myself at the bench working with my petri dishes and stuff anymore. And as soon as I was crowned with my doctorate, full speed ahead into teaching on YouTube.
Hi, welcome to It's Okay to Be Smart. I'm Joe Hansen. This is a show about science, but it's about so much more.
In the last year, YouTube has become the place to watch really smart people with advanced degrees.
It's come to our attention here at Zyzer that some people think that narwhals are not real.
Sweet. So this is kind of frozen, congealed blood in here. See it moving around in the veins.
When I was in second grade, Mrs. McGonagall told us that the ancient dinosaurs died out because they had small brains.
That last one was, you guessed it, Bill Nye the Science Guy. But how did he and all these other pop scientists get here on YouTube? Kevin Alaka is the head of culture and trends at YouTube.
There have been a couple of big science moments in the last year or two. The Mars rover landing was a huge deal. Stratos, the Red Bull jump from space, the Russian meteor.
At the same time, Alaka says within the company, they were seeing the rise of these science channels that were putting out fun, compelling videos.
We've all sort of come to understand like, oh, we're really interested in this kind of stuff, and people are getting really good at feeding it to us.
Okay, so YouTube's gotten the attention of brainy people. But the question is, can these online science teachers actually make a living? Henry Reich runs Minute Physics, one of the most popular science shows on YouTube.
This wouldn't be a YouTube channel without a cat video. So without further ado, we present Schrodinger's cat.
Reich uses stick figure drawings to explain physics. I asked him what it costs to make his videos.
My budget is basically zero once I have the equipment. It costs me the expense of buying printer paper and Crayola markers.
Minute Physics videos average 1 million views every week. Reich can't disclose how much ad money he earns. In general, though, 1 million views on YouTube could average $1,000 to $2,000. Add to that corporate sponsorships, which can be up to $20,000 a video, and the big science channels are doing pretty well for themselves. But does that mean any science enthusiast could actually pull this off?
You know, getting 1 million views is still really hard, and the bigger YouTube gets, the harder it is to discover things.
Again, this is Joe Hansen, the PhD-turned-YouTube host. He says, yeah, it's getting harder, but that doesn't seem to keep the science lovers from trying.
My two most common emails now are, hey, should I get a PhD? And hey, how can I do what you do?
Hansen gets these questions so often, he's working on a YouTube video that'll share his advice. In a most scientific manner, of course. In New York, I'm Shruthi Penamaneni for Marketplace.